I'm Joy Cardine, and you're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, December the 10th. Should Wisconsin require drivers to have automobile insurance, liability insurance that would cover us for damages and injuries of others if we're responsible for causing a car accident? You probably have this insurance right now, but Wisconsin does not require it for everyone. We are one of only two states in the country that don't require insurance. Auto insurance, New Hampshire is the other. But that could change. As our first guest this hour, State Senator John Layman of Racine is circulating a bill for legislative sponsorship that would require every driver to have liability auto insurance. Do you want this? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, or send an email with your question or comment to talk@wpr.org. The Wisconsin Insurance Alliance does not want this bill, and we will hear from the president of that group about why after 6:30 this morning. But let me welcome first John Layman, a Democratic state senator from Racine and author of a bill to require auto liability insurance in Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So what would your bill require in terms of auto insurance?
If you look at the situation now in Wisconsin, drivers aren't asked to provide responsibility in case of an accident until after the first accident occurs. But the bill that I have proposed is providing for the injury in one accident to $25,000, $50,000 for more than one person, and $10,000 property damage, or maintaining a deposit of $60,000 in cash with the Department of Transportation. It's the liability system that we now have to provide after an accident. I'm suggesting we should do that before an accident.
Well, why is this needed?
Well, if you look at around the United States, on average, about one out of seven drivers out there on the road, and the people driving to work this morning can think about this. If you're in an accident, about your chances in Wisconsin are like they are nationally. About one in seven accidents occur where there's an uninsured motorist. And it is my belief that those who take to the road should be insured. We have 48 out of 50 states think that this is just common sense responsibility, that the driver that's out there should take responsibility for their own vehicle, and should they be in an accident, show that they are prepared to cover that the liability for that accident.
Yeah, the state insurance companies say this isn't needed because we have relatively few uninsured motorists as it is, and states that have these laws have not seen a decrease in uninsured drivers.
Actually, that's not true. We're about in the middle of the pack. If you look at, compare us to some other states, for example, like Maine has about 4% of their drivers are uninsured, Vermont 6%, and so on. The probably a fairest comparison is the state of Minnesota. About 10% of their drivers are uninsured. We're at 14% in Wisconsin. So we do have, I've had this bill a number of times around, so I've listened to all the arguments about it, but we do have high rates of insurance generally in Wisconsin. Wisconsin citizens are generally very responsible about what they're doing in terms of their homes, their liability that they have. But to say that we're unusual, and that's the reason that we're two out of 50 states that don't have this law into effect, I think is misleading.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you've gone through this before. Why is Wisconsin having such trouble getting a bill like this passed session after session?
Well, I think there's, we have a strong resistance from the insurance industry. They have a strong presence at the state capitol. When this bill receives a hearing, you'll have folks being flown in from all over the country, and a real strong effort is made to oppose it. I think that it's just a matter of not getting to the assembly floor or the Senate floor, because, you know, as legislators go out and talk to people, about 86% of the people are out there driving around and they have insurance. I don't know about your friends, but I can't find anybody that I know personally, good friends, that would take the risk of driving an automobile without having the insurance. So for most of us, it's just common sense and a commonplace notion that we're out there in our automobiles. vehicles are insured.
Yeah, I agree. I can't think of anybody that doesn't have it. I know that we also have, we pay for uninsured or underinsured motorist insurance on our own policies.
Right. And the only consideration that, you know, if you think about this, why would the insurance industry not be in favor of selling insurance to more people? And you have to look at that uninsured coverage. You have to look at the way that under the present system, you and I are paying for those accidents. We're paying in our insurance premiums for what's going on. What we saw in the hearings previously is that there is a spike in the number of folks who pick up these policies right after these bills are passed in various states. It does lead to greater numbers of insured people. The industry will argue, well, that tapers off, or they ditch those policies over a period of time. But I just think we should do everything we can to move all of our drivers in Wisconsin to a system of responsibility.
We are talking with State Senator John Lehman of Racine, who is author of a bill that would require every driver in Wisconsin to carry liability auto insurance, something that isn't required right now, and we wonder if you think it should be. 1-800-642-1234, that's our toll-free number from wherever you're listening, 1-800-642-1234. If you're in Madison, use 263-1890 or send an email with your question or comment on this at talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, December the 10th. Coming up later today, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. After 5, you can join Ben and his guest for a frank and open discussion about racism in America and why Black America can't seem to rise above it. He talks with Boyce Watkins after 5, who is host of Boiling Hot with Boyce Watkins, a syndicated radio show. That's after 5 this afternoon. We are talking with John Lehman, a Democratic state senator from Racine, author of a bill to require auto liability insurance in Wisconsin. We'll be talking with Senator Lehman until 6:30, and then after the news, at about 6:35, we'll welcome in Eric England, who is president of the Wisconsin Insurance Alliance, and we'll find out why the Wisconsin Insurance Alliance opposes this bill coming up after 6:30. Right now, though, your questions and comments for State Senator John Lehman, and our first caller is Dottie in Green Bay. Hi, Dottie. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I'd like to ask how he thinks people in Wisconsin can afford it. Our state taxes are so high. Our house taxes are high. I'm barely making $8 an hour and trying to raise a child on my own.
Yeah, I think you meant $8 an hour, not 80, right, Dottie?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Senator Lehman, what about people who just can't afford insurance? It's pretty expensive.
Well, I'd ask Dottie, is she driving around right now without automobile insurance, or would she like to be hit by a low-income person who's driving around right now without automobile insurance? I fully recognize that a larger portion of household income would have to be devoted to liability insurance for folks who are operating at a low-income level and are driving right now without insurance. But, you know, all of us are potential victims as well as potentially people who are going to be paying premiums or are paying premiums on automobile insurance. I just think it's common sense. Most people realize that if you're going to take that step to not use public transportation and to get in a car, get behind the wheel, and start driving around, your potential for being in an accident is always there, and it's up to you if you're going to be driving to find the means to cover yourself with insurance.
Yeah. Senator Lehman, I'm looking at a news story that says Wisconsin law assumes drivers automatically accept financial responsibility for crashes they cause. Motorists who can't pay will lose their license and registration until they can. So I guess this is saying that an uninsured motorist will pay a price if if he or she doesn't take on that financial responsibility for the, you know, the crash they cause.
That's certainly true, but I think we also have to remember the folks who get hit in those accidents and whether or not they're going to go through unusual difficulties trying to cover mm-hmm. their expenses. And you know, the argument that people are too poor to pay insurance to drive automobiles, well, then it seems to me that they shouldn't be driving automobiles. It's just, it's a responsibility that we all need to assume. In 48 out of 50 states, this is the case. There are programs in, I think it's California and Colorado, that assist with very minimal insurance, assist low-income drivers find a way to have insurance on their vehicles. But this is a matter of responsibility, as I see it.
Yeah. Dottie, thank you for the call. Many callers, so let me move on to our next, and that is Raina in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I agree with Senator Layman 100%. Having at least liability is just a part of being a responsible citizen. That's just like buying a car and not being able to afford the maintenance. That's the same reason why we have health insurance, life insurance, and at the very least, car insurance, so that you are protected. It's, I mean, who doesn't prefer to be proactive rather than reactive? If you think about it, reacting to situations is always going to cost you so much more money. So I agree with Senator Layman 110%. This is so necessary. It's not fair for the responsible citizen to have to pay the price for the irresponsible citizen.
Senator Layman?
I appreciate that comment. I don't know if you've had the experience or the callers had the experience that I've had where you meet somebody who's recently moved to the state of Wisconsin, and they go to the motor vehicle department with all their insurance papers and ready to get their license, and the motor department of transportation says, no, you don't need that in Wisconsin. And people who have lived in other states see this as a matter of responsibility that we have all over the country, and they get to Wisconsin, they can't figure out why people aren't asked to be responsible in this way.
Mm-hmm. Now we go to David in Lamira. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, a couple of the things that I've had as an experience. One, over two years ago, someone hit me. They were insured from a company in Illinois, and it's related in the sense that Illinois has also had this problem, and I'm wondering if this is addressed, that there are insurance companies that popped up after the required insurance law that are kind of crooked, and we're still fighting to this day, even though the driver has a bad history and all this other stuff and admitted at the scene that it was his fault, that he ran a stop sign. So it isn't necessarily protecting us, one, to have them insured, two, that why they don't want to have, the insurance companies don't want this is because of this. If they have to insure everyone, then they have to absorb the high-risk drivers who have multiple accidents over their, you know, a course of a short period of time. And that's more costly than ever. And the rates in Illinois are pretty high for a lot of these. And so having required insurance isn't going to lower my insurance bill. It's not going to lower anyone else's.
Yeah, it's
so
because
I just wondered if that was covered in the legislation. Those problems were solved, I guess, or addressed.
Senator Layman?
Well, the rates, you bring up a couple questions there. One is, are you paying more right now in Wisconsin through your uninsured motorist coverage, or are you paying it through your regular liability policies? It's very difficult to get statistics on that, but I would assume that the insurance industry doesn't want to pick up those high-risk folks, and they presently are asking the rest of us to cover that insurance through our uninsured motorist coverage. The other consideration here is that really what drives insurance rates on automobile insurance down, and that is the accidents and the competitiveness in the insurance market. Wisconsin has really a wonderful insurance climate. We have a lot of in-state companies. We have a lot of companies offering insurance. And, you know, I know we're going to have Eric England on later on in this program, but really, motorists and homeowners in Wisconsin, he has said, enjoy the benefits of this highly competitive insurance market, and that's where we get our rates. This bill does not change that highly competitive insurance market. And we can assume, I think, that our insurance rates will not drastically change, but that the responsibility will not be on us who are paying uninsured motorists, but it'll be on folks in their initial premiums.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to understand, if we required mandatory liability insurance and high-risk drivers are getting into accidents, the insurance companies are paying out, you're saying that you don't think that's going to cause all of our premiums to go up?
Right. Yeah. The competitiveness in the market is really what drives those insurance rates, and the total accidents that are happening in, under coverage will affect those rates. But I don't believe we're going to see any. I don't think you have a fear of this that people might be thinking about now.
Jay in Columbus writes in an email, when I was in the Army, I was stationed in North Carolina, and I had to have proof of insurance. This made my premiums higher. Looking at the senator's figures, if 98% of the states have this requirement, 48 out of 50, yet your chance of being hit by an uninsured motorist is 1 in 7, 15%, then the people who don't have insurance now won't have it under the new law. This makes the new law only a tool for police to pull you over. Talk about this isn't a primary enforcement type of thing.
No, it certainly is not. As a matter of fact, we have language in the bill that prohibits law enforcement officers from stopping and inspecting folks just to see if they have insurance. If you're in a different kind of an accident and you're talking to a police officer, then the police officer can ask you for proof of financial responsibility like they do in other states. You have to have a little card or something in your glove box to show that you're insured. If you don't have this, it's a very minor forfeiture of $10. Failing to comply, however, is under the bill, there's a forfeiture of $500.
Lynn in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I want to just make a few comments, and that is I've never been hit by somebody with insurance. Every time I've been hit, it's been by an uninsured motorist, and that's only happened once here in the state of Wisconsin, but twice in Colorado. And, I mean, there's no recourse for somebody. My son's truck was parked outside our house. It was hit twice in the same night by a drunk driver. And it was a big truck, a half-ton Chevy, and it was put up in our front yard. They hit it so hard. And there's just no recourse. People should be required to carry some sort of liability. As was said earlier, when you get behind the wheel, you're taking on a responsibility, and you're responsible for that vehicle. And when there's injury and there's no recourse, I mean, what's somebody supposed to do? Like the woman said, I think it was Dottie, only making $8 an hour. Well, it's part of what you have to do. You know, you have to feed your children, you know, keep heat in your house, and you have to pay your car insurance.
Yeah, and we only have about less than a minute, Senator Lehman, for a response to that.
I think the comment you just heard is very, very typical of the people that I talk to in Racine and from around the state. People just see this as very common sense. Anything that we can do to keep people from that situation where they're in an accident and they get out of the car and they go over and talk to the person and ask them for their name of their insurance agent and they say, well, I'm not insured, or they quickly speed away because they don't want to be in a situation to talk about it because they're uninsured. We are not going to get to a situation where we have 100% uninsured, but we're a long ways away from where we could be.
We had to leave it there. We're out of time. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
John Lehman, Democratic State Senator from Racine. The news is next. It's 6:36. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you along on this Monday, December the 10th. We just heard from State Senator John Lehman from Racine in our last segment of the program, telling us why he is once again circulating a bill for legislative sponsorship that would require every driver in Wisconsin to have auto insurance, mandatory liability auto insurance to cover the cost of injuries or property damage if a motorist causes an accident. Now we will hear from Eric England, who is president of the Wisconsin Insurance Alliance, about why his group opposes this bill. And we will continue to take your questions and reactions at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Eric England, president of the Wisconsin Insurance Alliance, joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Pleased to be here.
So why shouldn't Wisconsin join the 48 other states that have this mandatory liability insurance?
From an insurance perspective, these types of legislative enactments have not tended to work. We respect Senator Layman, think he's moving forward in good faith. But here in Wisconsin, we've got much, much, much more serious issues with the driving public that we should be attending to. Last year in the state of Wisconsin, we had 141,000 people convicted of driving speeding. The next highest pod of people convicted of inappropriate behavior were 80,000 people driving after their licenses were revoked or suspended. People in this state have determined that driving is no longer a privilege but a right. They're getting in their cars driving after their licenses have been revoked and suspended. That's a serious problem. Conversely, if you're involved in an accident, if someone doesn't show financial responsibility, if they don't make good on the claim, you can pursue them. They ultimately can lose not only their driver's license, but their car registration until they pay you. We have a system in Wisconsin that works as good as anything else in the country. Our problems are much more serious than that in terms of people driving after revocation and suspension.
Yeah. That certainly, those are startling statistics when it comes to driving after revocation, but and certainly that's a problem. But we just heard from a number of callers in that last segment who say, hey, I was hit by an uninsured driver, and this isn't fair, and I carry insurance, everybody should.
Well, and again, we acknowledge as an industry, it isn't fair. Joy, insurance companies would love nothing more than to have government force people to buy their product. The suggestion that insurance companies are afraid of high-risk drivers is incorrect. Insurance companies know how to charge. They know how to charge based on risk factors. They're happy to take dollars from anybody. They don't discriminate because you're a bad driver, a good driver. They know how to charge you. These systems, these mandatory auto insurance legislative systems, haven't tended to work. Insurance companies would love if they did, if government could force more people to march into the offices of insurance agents and pay more money for insurance. We'd love it. But these systems haven't worked. The incidence of uninsured drivers does not substantially change in those other states that pass this kind of legislation. And so we start to build a house of cards with this type of legislation that doesn't seem to make a significant reduction in the number of uninsured drivers.
Yeah. We got an email from Danny in Superior. I think that drivers should be responsible on the road. However, as a recent college graduate, I can't afford car insurance, and my job requires that I travel quite a bit. With all of the costs going up today, I don't believe that I'm the only one in this situation. It's not realistic for me to get around by some other means. And goes on to say the buses don't run early enough for me to get to work. What about people who may be caught in a cycle where they would be able to afford all the insurance you're supposed to have today? I think that all the costs today are designed to strap the poor and put money in the pockets of those who don't need it.
Well, again, right or wrong, driving in society has gone from being a privilege to a right. People want and need their cars in order to get to work. His situation is not atypical. I can't tell you what the right answer is. I can tell you that my suspicion is that Danny is going to continue to get in his car and drive to work, even if we do have a law that says if we catch you and convict you, you can be fined up to $500 when the cost of auto insurance for him is going to be more than that $500. This type of a system is destined not to significantly reduce the number of uninsured drivers. And we, as an automobile insurance industry, don't want to participate in this kind of an effort that isn't going to work.
Yeah. On the other hand, we get an email from Robin in Racine. Yes, yes, yes. Everyone should have auto insurance prior to starting their vehicle and driving it on the road. I've been hit several times by uninsured drivers through the year. I pay the deductible, and it took years in all of these cases just to be reimbursed for my deductible.
Well, again, we don't disagree with a world where everyone does have auto insurance. The question is, how do we get there from here? As I hear you read that email, this person did pursue their legitimate remedies, did recover all of their deductible. Yes, it took some time, and I acknowledge that. But again, we have an infrastructure in Wisconsin with safety responsibility laws where people lose their driver's license and their car registrations if they don't make good when they cause accidents.
Joe in Dubuque, Iowa is with us. Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
How you doing? I got a comment and then a short question after that. The comment I wanted to make is I've lived in Illinois and I've lived in Iowa, so they both have mandatory insurance laws down there. And I know for a fact that you can be denied coverage down there and you can lose your coverage down there for, you know, driving bad or whatever. Now, the question I've got is, would the law in Wisconsin reflect that of Illinois and Iowa, where the insurance company doesn't really have to forward you coverage, and it can actually suspend your coverage, and so we'll pretty much put most of it all back on the driver, that if you don't have the coverage, you can't drive. You know, see what I'm saying?
So even if we have mandatory insurance, insurance companies don't have to insure someone. Eric Englund, is that?
Yes, that's correct. And he raises an interesting point. There are no laws in Wisconsin, as there aren't in Illinois or Iowa, that forces a specific insurance company to insure any driver that walks in the door. What I represent to you, and consistent with what Senator Layman said, is that there is a well-developed insurance market in the state of Wisconsin, and all of us, even those that like to drive their Corvettes drunk and jump bridges with them, can find auto insurance someplace. It might cost a lot of money. But he is right. There is no law in Wisconsin that forces every insurance company to insure every driver. And the ultimate evolution of this type of legislative initiative can lead to those kinds of issues. Okay, how are we going to make insurance affordable to bad drivers or young drivers or poor drivers, which is a separate issue that Senator Layman spoke to earlier in the hour.
We are talking with Eric Englund, who is president of the Wisconsin Insurance Alliance, about his group's objections to another attempt in the state legislature to pass a bill that would require every driver in Wisconsin to carry auto insurance, liability insurance, under a bill that's being circulated by State Senator John Layman of Racine, who we heard from in our last half hour. Everyone would have to have a valid policy or a bond that would cover them for at least $25,000 for one person and $50,000 for one or more persons, and at least $10,000 in property damage coverage. Wisconsin is one of only two states without this kind of compulsory insurance law. New Hampshire is the other, and our guest this hour says we should stay that way. What do you say? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 7 o'clock, it's our State Capitol Report. Every Monday after 7 o'clock, we talk about the latest in state politics, what the legislature's been up to, and we will do that with Sean Johnson, our state government reporter, coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about a bill that is being circulated in the state legislature, one that would require Wisconsin to everybody, every driver in Wisconsin would have to carry auto liability insurance. We've been talking about the pros and cons of that proposed bill during this hour. Talking right now with Eric England, president of the Wisconsin Insurance Alliance, who opposes the bill. And we have an open line for you if you have a question or a view on this at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Ruth in Madison is with us next. Hi, Ruth. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I would first postulate that if a person can't afford at least liability insurance, they can't afford to be driving that day. It's like, you know, that people always can afford gasoline, and they probably can afford the cell phone that they're taking with them. And I get really sick of people who have the money for gasoline to say that they don't have the money for insurance. It makes me so mad. But I would like to say that all I can see coming of this is that people would have insurance on the day they have to prove they have insurance, and the next day they would cancel it. And so what you end up with then is more employees, either in the insurance industry or in the government, monitoring whether a person has insurance or not, and keeping after them if they don't have insurance. And if you aren't willing to employ more people to do that, then you can't afford this law either. And not you personally, but whoever's saying that they want this law. That's what I would put it.
So on one hand, you're mad that people don't carry the insurance, but on the other hand, you think it would be a hard thing to police.
Enforce. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that, you know, I don't care who you are. If your driver's license is revoked, you will not be able to get insurance under any company. They're just not going to insure you. You know, so unless some company is formed, or if the government had some pool that said, now revoked drivers who are driving anyway can buy their insurance here, because practically everyone who gets revoked, I think, drives anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
Eric.
Well, Ruth points out some of the tragic realities of the real world, and again, insurance industries with her. I don't want to demean her this early in the morning, but at the end of the day, we'd love for people to allocate that additional resource, all drivers. We too share her frustration and upset when people don't have it. But the reality is people will drive without it. The reality is these kinds of legislative initiatives just set up straw men for people to walk around and continue to abuse the system. The reality is that you and I and the other responsible drivers will need to continue to have uninsured motorists to protect ourselves. And the reality is that here in Wisconsin, we have a combination of very affordable auto insurance coupled with safety responsibility laws, where if we take that anger that we have against the other driver and pursue it under our rights under the law, they can lose both their car registration and their driver's license, and we believe that's a better system.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Ruth, for the call. John in Baraboo is with us now. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hello there, everybody. I moved up here from Illinois in 77. I've had a perfectly clean driving record since then, and this is 30 years later. And yet, right now, I've been, you know, at the time, I had nothing to lose, so, you know, I never bought insurance or anything. But the problem is, now, when I go to shop around for insurance, my premium would be more than a buddy of mine that I was driving for because he lost his license. He drove a BMW that in a year's period he totaled twice that his insurance had to repay for it and everything, and yet his premium would be lower than mine because I am unrisked because I am my unknown. How is that supposed to be worked out?
Because you haven't bought insurance in the past, you're saying, John, you have to pay big, big premiums now.
Right. Yeah. Huge. Even more than this guy that totaled a $50,000 to $60,000 BMW two times in 1 year. His premiums actually are lower than mine, even though you think the insurance companies would be beating my door down wanting me, because here, take all my money and I get nothing back. You know, 30 years, perfectly, no speeding, no nothing, no accidents, nothing.
So is that how it works, Eric? Is that how it works, Eric England? Even if you have a clean driving record, if you haven't bought insurance in the past, you're gonna pay?
The challenge for auto insurers in figuring out how much to charge any of us is complex. And I can't tell you or your caller the metrics used by all insurance companies. It is true that if they have no record on your prior driving, for instance, you've driven without a license, that they'll probably look at you suspiciously. Now, again, how that suspicion translates into premium as compared to someone that totals two BMWs in a year, I don't know. But it is true. The car you drive, how many miles you drive, where you live, your past driving record, and someone that's coming new into the system is treated with a little more cynicism by insurers than someone who has an existing record.
Yeah. Well, John, sorry you're running into that, but do you think there should be a law in Wisconsin that requires everyone to have insurance? You mentioned that you lived in Illinois where it is mandatory, but you didn't carry it there. Is that what you said?
Well, I was a teenager back then. It was when I first moved up. The thing was, no, it's not that I don't have a driving record. I've been fully licensed, fully driving, everything, but a perfectly clean record, just zero record insurance.
Right, we understand that, but I'm taking it away from your personal situation and putting it toward this bill. Do you think this would be a good law to have in Wisconsin or not?
If it could be affordable to everybody, because like right now, there's just absolutely no, it was like $400 a month.
Well, and Joy, you know, this is the next question that then arises. Okay, we're going to make sure everyone buys my product. I'm happy to sell everyone my product. And now the next question becomes, okay, make it affordable to everyone. Yeah. Provide a cross-subsidy to who? To radio talk hosts who come in early in the morning? Why not? That's true. And that's the next public policy issue that arises once government says to everyone, you must buy this product. And then what are we going to do about that one? Who are we going to provide a cross-subsidy to? It's one of a series of issues that come to the front once you jump over this fence and say everyone must have it.
Yeah, Eric England, I don't mean to, you know, question what you just said there, but is it really the insurance industry doesn't want... You said, you know, we want this bill. Why wouldn't we want this bill that would require everybody to buy our products? Why don't you want everybody to buy your product?
Well, again, if it works, it's great. But if the legislation isn't going to work, then why go down that path, especially when you look at where this path takes you? You heard Ruth already talk about the issues of enforcement. You heard John talk about the issues of affordability. These are two wonderful examples of why we don't want to go down this path. If you can't enforce it, if enforcement ultimately means more bodies, more expense for all of us, yet no change in the data, why go there? If passage of this then raises the issue of starting to provide systems to provide extraordinary cross-subsidy to radio talk hosts that come in early in the morning, why go down that path? So we are concerned when, again, at the end of the day, the cost of auto insurance in Wisconsin is amongst the cheapest in the country, and at the end of the day, the number of uninsured drivers in our state is at or below the norm nationally.
Dan in Milwaukee is with us now. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. You know, my thought was about enforcement is simply, you know, having to prove that you've had insurance throughout the course of the year before you get renewal for your plate. How difficult could that be by submitting another, you know, like a little card that you have in your glove box and put it, you know, in your submission when you go to get your plates? How difficult would that be?
Again, Senator Layman's bill says that if when you're stopped for another purpose, you don't prove you have insurance, you'll be fined $500. I've indicated some cynicism on my part, on our part, that that's going to force people to change their behavior. Once you move into mandatory auto insurance, you then start to walk down the path. What are we going to do to enforce it? The callers come up with another idea, which has been tried in other states, which has tended not to work. One of our concerns is once we start down this path, how far do we go with enforcement mechanism?
Thank you, Dan. Joe in Birchwood. Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have a couple quick questions, and then I'll take comments off the air. First off, you know, I'd like to ask him what's cheaper for the insurance company, for the insurance company to provide those who pay insurance underinsured motorist insurance, or is it cheaper or more expensive, rather, than to insure everybody? You know, I mean, obviously that's, you know, I know there's risk involved there, but I'd like to have him comment on that. And I'd also like to have him comment on when, you know, he had a couple callers ago mention about his high insurance premiums. I've run into several people that I know that say that they're, when they get insurance, that their credit rating is looked at. And I know that...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We only have a very short amount of time. So if you could address those on-point
sure.
questions.
Well, to Joe, it would certainly be cheaper for all of us if 100% of the drivers participated in the auto insurance system. But as Senator Layman himself indicated, even in those states that have passed these kinds of laws, you still have 1 in 7 drivers nationally driving without insurance. We oppose this legislation because it's not going to work. If it did work, if 100% of the drivers were participating in the insurance pool in the state of Wisconsin, auto insurance would be more affordable for all of us.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there then. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Eric England is president of the Wisconsin Insurance Alliance. Talking about this bill that State Senator John Layman is circulating for sponsors in the state legislature right now. We heard from John Layman in our first half hour, who's author of this bill that would require auto liability insurance in Wisconsin. We thank Karen Prager and Leo Duran for producing this hour, and we thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.